Masechtas Trumas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Beis. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah a case where there was a non-Jew demanding one of the loaves of Truma to be Matamet, and he said, if you don't give me that one loaf, I'll be Matamet all the loaves that you have. And in that case, there was a difference of opinion in Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua what you should do. If you cannot hand him any of the loaves, or if you should put one down and let him pick it up. Mishnah Yud Beis is a similar case. V'chein Nashim. So too, if you have a group of women, that a non-Jew says to them, to the group, Tnu achas mikem unutama, give me one of you women, and the non-Jews say that we're going to be matamer, we'll violate her, vimlav, and if you don't give us one of the women, harenu matamana skulam, will violate all of you women. So in such a case, the Mishnah says, Yitamu eskulam, the women have to stand by and allow them all to be violated. Val yimsu lehem nefesh achas mi Yisrael. You can't hand over a single nefesh, one soul, one Jew, to these Gayim. When it comes to the people, it's not like the loaves. Rabbi Yeshua allowed one of the loaves to be placed down and become tamei through the non-Jew. But when it comes to people, we don't give over one people, one person on behalf of the many, and they all have to just stand by, and whatever happens, happens. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Hazerea Truma, someone who plants Truma. So Truma is allowed to be eaten by the Kayin, but he's not allowed to plant it. And if someone plants Truma, so Midaraisa, what grows from the truma plant is considered a chulin and is not truma. However, Midrabanan, the Rabbanan gave it a status of truma, that it has to be treated, what's grown has treated as truma. So the Mishnah here discussed what should be done if someone planted truma. Hazirea truma, someone who planted truma, shegig, if it was by mistake, he didn't realize it was truma. So then yupach, he's allowed to turn over the soil with a plow and destroy what's growing over there, so he's not going to have to deal with a field full of truma. And then he could replant and get proper chulin. However, if it was mazid, if he planted it by mazid, he knew it was true when he planted it anyways, yekayim, he's not allowed to destroy it, even if it hasn't grown a third yet, and still halakhically doesn't have the halakhic status of true midrabanan until it grows a third, still he has to maintain it because it gives the appearance that he's destroying truma. However, in heavy shlish, once it already reached a third, then a third of its growth, then bein shegig, bein mezid yekayim, whether he planted it b'shegig, whether he planted it b'mezid, he has to leave it growing. Even if it was b'shegig, he's not allowed to turn over the dirt, plow it over and destroy it, because once it reaches a third, it now has truma d'rabbanan status, and he's not allowed to destroy the truma d'rabbanan. The Mishnah gives an exception, uba pishtun, regarding flax. So then, even b'mezid, yupach, even if he planted it b'mezid, he's allowed to, he's supposed to turn over the dirt and destroy it. And this is because generally only the food part of produce becomes truma, and that would be the seeds. But flax, the large benefit is the actual fiber of the stalks of the plant. They use it to make a fabric. So there, the Rabbanan did make a truma d'Rabbanan on this plant that was planted truma flax seeds that are planted, and the flax is grown, the whole plant becomes truma, even the fiber of the stalks. And Chazal were worried that people may not treat it as truma because they're going to think only the seeds are truma, and therefore they obligated the whole thing to be destroyed, even though it's destroying something that's truma d'rabbanan. And this is a preventative, so people shouldn't come to use the fiber of the stalks for flax, and not treat it with the truma status. They would mistreat it, so they said you have to destroy the whole thing and not allow it to grow.